It's always a joy to be back with you folks. I trust you had a great 4th of July. And you were able to celebrate and have some good food on the barbecue. We had a, I think your mic's off.
Okay.
No. We had a family reunion with my father and his four siblings.
我在这个长假当中和我的父亲和我的家人有了一个重团聚。
And it's probably the last time that my father will be with all of his brothers and sisters.
这个也许是最后一次我的父亲和我们这些弟兄姐妹在一起。
Because the oldest brother is 90, and my dad is 88. They go all the way. The baby of the family is 73.
对不起，我刚刚翻译错了。他说的是他的父亲跟他的弟兄姐妹最后一次在一起，因为他爸爸的哥哥已经90岁，他爸爸已经88岁。
But it was great to be able to see them together and share they're all believers in Jesus Christ.
我很高兴看见他们有这样团聚的时间，然后彼此分享主在他们身上的恩典。我很高兴看见这样的一个团聚，一个分享。
So that's a great heritage that I've been given, a great privilege to come from a Christian family.
所以这是我的一个很大的一个祝福。我生在这样一个基督徒的家庭当中，我从这个基督徒家庭当中，继承了很多的属灵的财富。
All right, a little face recognition here. Does anyone know who these two people are?
有人知道这张图片上的两个人是谁吗？
Yes, right. Steve Jobs and
对，其中有一个是Stephen 乔布斯
Steve Wozniak too.
还有另外一个左边大家左边的这个是叫Stephen 沃兹尼克
And many people think these are the two folks that started Apple.
所以很多人以为仅仅是这两个人当初建立了苹果公司
But that's actually not true.
但其实不是这样的
There are three people that are on theCharter agreement for Apple.
所以这张是一张图片，是记录了当时1976年，当时刚刚开创苹果公司的一张那个协议。
And you can see the third name is Ronald G. Wayne.
所以你看见第三行这个有一个第三个人的名字是罗纳德·韦恩。
And you say, well, who is Ronald G. Wayne?
你会觉得奇怪，这第三个人。罗纳德·罗韦恩是谁
？He's got to be this rich guy that has a 300-foot yacht that's sailing all over the world.
他可能是世界上非常富有的人，拥有很庞大的房子、别墅。
But the fact is that Ron Wayne is not a wealthy man.
但其实这个罗纳德·韦恩并不是一个很富有的人。
Because just 12 days after starting this corporation,
因为就在苹果公司建立之后的12天。
He sold his 10% share for an amount of money.
他就十二天之后，他就把他当时拥有的10%苹果的股份卖出去了。
Can you guess how much he received for selling 10% of Apple stock?
你们能猜猜当时这10%的苹果公司股份值多少钱吗
？The answer is $800.
当时只值$800。
Now hold on to that figure of 10%. Because if you had 10% share of Apple stock today, it would be worth approximately $70 billion.
所以想想当时的10%的股份到今天它的市值大概是多少？可能超过700亿。
Do you ever think there's a moment when Ron Wayne said, if only?
你们猜一猜，在罗纳德·韦恩的心里，他有没有想过，假如怎么样怎么样
？But he's not the only one who missed out on Apple stock.
但是他并不是那唯一的一个人在当时把苹果的股份给卖出去的人。
Here's Apple stock from 1982 on. It really was pretty flatlined for a long period of time.
这张图片呢，显示的是苹果公司的一个纳斯达克指数，从1982年一直到2018年。 这个横轴是年份，纵轴是这个每股苹果股份的这个价值多少钱。
It's only after 2009 that it really shot up the way it has in the past few years.
所以大家可以看到，从1982年到2009年，这个股份都很平很低，直到2009年才有一个很大的一个飞跃。
So there are a lot of people that missed out on Apple stock over the years.
所以在2000年前，有很多的人将苹果的股份都卖掉了。
Now, I share this story with you not because I want you to buy Apple stock.
我今天跟你分享这个故事并不是想要让你去买苹果的股份。
The reason I share this is because there's a greater stock market that you can invest in.
我之所以今天跟你分享这个故事是因为有一个很有价值的一只股票我要跟你分享。
There is a stock that you can buy in that counts for all eternity.
这只股票它可以值所有在永恒中的价值。
And what I'm urging you is to buy the ultimate buy and hold strategy with this eternal stock.
所以我想劝我们在座的每一位在要买这只在永恒当中非常有价值的买并且继续持有这只股票。
I'm just going to give you the bottom line so that if you're tired, you can take a nap and you'll understand what the sermon's about.
我给你一个底线，就是希望你不要在这个讲道当中能够睡着。
What I'm challenging you to do
我今天想要挑战你的
is to become radically generous with your time, your energy, and your finances, and to invest it in something that is going to count for all eternity.
所以今天讲到的宗旨是希望大家能够去将你的时间、金钱、财务等资源都能够投资在永恒当中能够算数的一个事情上。
So what advice would Rabbi Jesus have on buying this eternal stock?
所以犹太的拉比耶稣会在这件事情上这个选择上做怎样的一个建议呢？
And I do want to warn you this afternoon that this particular problem is one thatis a great issue for people that live in Fairfield County.
所以这个其实是一个很重要的一个选择的问题，特别是对于住在Fairfield 这个县的人们来说。
In the years that I've been here, I've counseled literally hundreds of people.
在过去的这么多年当中，我曾经辅导了很多很多的人。
And I don't ever remember someone saying to me, Pastor Scott,I think I have a problem with greed.
我很少很少碰到有人对我曾经说我很贪婪。
This is usually an issue where you're saying right now, oh, I'm hoping this person's here because they need to hear this.
人们可能总希望是别人听到这个话说他很贪婪。
But in reality, I think greed is an issue that every person in this room needs to deal with.
但事实上，贪婪是我们每个人都需要面对的一个问题。
So let's unpack the story, and then we'll end with some gospel rhythms at the end.
所以，让我们来打开这个故事，来细细的读这个故事。我们将以一些福音的节奏，也就是我们可以在生活当中实际操作的一些生活方式来结束。
Jesus is in the middle of preaching this great sermon, and this guy comes up in the middle of the crowd and interrupts him.
耶稣正在众人当中成千上万人当中做讲道突然其中有一个人打断了他。
There are probably 1,000 people around Jesus when this man comes up and says, Rabbi, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
可能当时有大概1,000多人甚至10,000多人围着耶稣要听他讲道但是突然当中就有这样一个人叫出来说对耶稣说夫子请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业
Just think of how rude this is. You're interrupting a sermon and you're focused on your issues.
想想这是多么粗鲁无礼的事情你在一个讲道当中你并不关心讲道 要传递的信息是什么你只关心的是自己
All this guy cares about is himself and he wants to get all the cookies.
这个人在乎的只是自己，只是想要知道自己能得到多少饼干，多少物质。
And he's not even asking Jesus a question. He's commanding Jesus to do something.
甚至这个人并不是对耶稣提一个请求，提一个问题，他是直接命令耶稣。
He is the ultimate materialist.
他是一个完完全全的、彻底的一个物质主义者。
He doesn't care about heaven and hell and salvation. All he cares about is money and getting his share.
他根本不在乎天堂，根本不在乎永生，他所在乎的只是财产。
And Jesus replies, man.
耶稣回答说，你这个人。
This is not a term of endearment. This is someone that is going to be at a distance from you. Jesus is separating himself. Go ahead.
这个称呼不是一个好的称呼，这个称呼其实是一个跟你距离很远的一个人，是一个比较负面的一个称呼，你这个人。
Jesus is not going to become a judge during this discussion.
耶稣并不会在这件事情上做一个断事的官，做一个仲裁者。
He is not concerned about dollars and cents.
他根本不关心美元或者美分。
He is not concerned about the legal or the economic aspects of this issue.
他根本不在乎法律还是经济这些事情。
His only concern is with this man's soul.
耶稣唯一关心的是这个人的灵魂。
This man's soul is in jeopardy.
这个人的灵魂被破坏了。
This man's eternal destiny needs to be resolved before an earthly issue needs to be resolved.
这个人灵性上的问题需要先被解决，远远要强过紧迫于那些地上的物质的问题。
If you are here today and you do not understand that there is a spiritual world and a material world, your soul is in jeopardy.
如果今天你仍然不相信有一个灵性世界，你相信只有这样一个眼睛能看到的物质世界，那你的灵魂确实被破坏、被扭曲了。
And this sermon won't make any sense to you unless you understand these two different worlds.
如果你看不到有两个世界，你只看见物质世界的话，那今天的这个讲道对你没有任何意义。
But if there is a spiritual world, if there is a heaven and a hell,We have to beware of how money influences that.
如果我们真的相信有这样一个灵性的世界，有天堂、地狱存在的话，我们就需要非常的警醒，金钱在其中会有怎样的影响。
So Jesus refuses to be the judge or the arbiter between these two brothers.
所以耶稣拒绝做这两个兄弟之间断事的官，给他们分家业。
And Jesus responds with this, watch out!
耶稣的反应是说你们要谨慎自守。
I mean, he's calling for this person to pay attention to what's going on deep inside of his soul.
所以耶稣这样呼喊其实是想唤醒他唤醒众人，让大家能看一看自己内心深处到底在发生什么。
And the great enemy here is be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
所以 这里的最大的敌人是贪心，耶稣警告每一个人说要免去一切的贪心。
Every person in this room, you can have greed in your life and you can hide it from other people.
在座的每一位可能每个人心中都有贪婪，但是你可以将他们掩藏的掩饰得很好，别人都看不出来。
The understanding of the Greek word greed is it's a thirst for more.
所以这个希腊语这个贪婪这个希腊这个词呢它是表示想要更多。
And there's all kinds of greed.
其实我们有很多贪婪的一个表现形式。
In this particular situation, it's a greed for money. I want more money.
在当时这个境况下这个情境当中这个贪婪表现的形式就是我想要更多的钱。
But there can be many different types of greed.
但可以有更多不同形式的贪婪。
Some of you can have a greed for more power or prestige.
可能我们有人会贪婪想要更多的权力名声。
There can be a greed for more pleasure in your life.
可能贪婪想要有更多的开心娱乐欢乐在人生当中。
But Jesus gives a warning to all of us, beware, watch out, because greed,is part of the trap of Satan to get us to have our souls end up in the wrong kingdom.
所以耶稣在这里警告每一位不光光是对当时的人，也对今天在座的每一位，说要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为贪心是撒旦的一个陷阱，想要摧毁我们的灵魂。
Solomon was the greatest, one of the greatest kings of Israel.
所罗门是以色列历史上一个非常重要的，非常明智的一个君王。
He was certainly the most wealthy king that Israel ever had.
他大概是以色列历史上最富有的一个君王。
And this is what Solomon said about greed.
所罗门曾经在传道书中这样说，有关来描述什么是贪婪，贪爱银子的。
Can you read that?
Yeah. 贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。
If you love money, if you love abundance, if you love things, they will never satisfy your heart.
如果你爱银子，你爱丰富，你爱很多的事情，这些永远都不能让你满足。
And this causes me to ask myself, how have I fallen into this greed?
这就让我一直想要问自己一个问题，为什么我会有这样的贪婪？
My wife and I have watched some issues of tidying up with Marie Kondo.
我和我的太太Katie 最近一直在看一个日本非常有名的一个居家整理女王，叫近藤麻里惠，看她这个系列叫一个整理人生整理魔法。
Have any of you seen any of her episodes of tidying up?
你们当中有没有人看过她的
Don't be embarrassed. Raise your hand.
这些系列的片子。
Okay, a few of you.
你们当中有一些。
What they do is they go into houses and they help people get rid of clutter.
所以他们到底做些什么呢？近藤麻里惠开创的这样一个事业，它其实就是到每个人的家里去，帮助人们去丢掉那些不需要的东西。
And so she has the people bring out all of your clothing, every bit of your clothing, and put it on a bed.
所以他让他的客户到他们家里的时候，让他们把所有的衣服都拿出来铺在床上。
And she says, "Okay, hold up a piece of clothing and say, 'Does this create joy in me?'"
所以他会拿起每一件衣服，问这个客户说：“这件衣服你还喜欢吗？你还会再穿吗？”
And if it doesn't create joy, you either donate it, resell it, or throw it out.
所以如果答案是说我这件衣服不能给我带来快乐，我可能不会再穿的时候，要么就把它捐掉，要么就把它扔掉。
Well, my wife and I did this in our house about 2 months ago.
当我和我的太太两个月前在我们家做这样的一个事情整理的时候
，I'm a hoarder. I hoard things. I'm a greedy person.
我发现我是一个非常贪婪的人。
I have like 25, 30 sweaters.
我发现我有25件到30件的这个毛衣。
Every year I buy a new sweater, but I never throw a sweater out.
所以每一年我都买新的，但从来不把旧的给处理掉。
I can't wear all my sweaters.
我不可能把他们所有的这些毛衣都会穿。
I buy new shirts, but I never throw a shirt out.
我总是买新的衬衣，但我从来不处理旧的衬衣。
And what has happened is we accumulated over the years all this junk.
所以这么多年过去以后，我们其实在家里攒了很多很多好看的垃圾。
And so we had a tag sale in June, and we sold all this stuff.
所以在六月当中，我们在我们的这个车库当中，举行了这样一个拍卖，义卖。
Someone bought our junk.
所以有人买了我们的垃圾。
And now they're going to have junk in their house.
那他们就会把这些垃圾放在他们的屋子里面。
But it caused me to realize I am a greedy person.
但这件事让我意识到我是一个贪婪的人。
How many shirts can you wear at the same time?
你在同一个时间你能穿几件衬衣？
You can only wear one shirt at a time.
你每次只能穿一件。
I don't need to have 40 shirts.
我不需要有40件衬衣。
And so it caused me to realize in my life that greed has actually impacted my heart.
所以这件事让我意识到，其实贪婪，深深地影响了我生命当中的每一个层面。
And here's what the world promises you.
这个世界所给你的一个应许，是一个非常大的一个谎言。
If you are sad, if you are unhappy, if you just get some money, it's going to produce joy.
所以这个最大的谎言就是这个世界告诉你，如果你有点悲伤，那你去努力挣取一些钱，就会让你变得快乐。
If you go home today and turn on your television, every commercial has this as the basis of it.
如果今天你回到家的时候，你打开电视的时候，每一个广告其实都是在变相的说这个谎言。
Oh, you're unhappy. You need to buy a Volkswagen.
你如果不高兴的话，你需要买一些东西。
You're unhappy today. Buy a new watch and you'll be happy.
你今天不开心吗？买一只手表，你就会变得开心了。
You're unhappy today.Buy this food or buy this product, and it'll give you great joy.
你今天不开心吗？你买一些食物，买一些东西，就会让你变得开心。
It's all lies.
这些都是谎言。
The stuff of this world will not satisfy your eternal soul.
这个世界上的任何东西都没有办法填满你这个灵性的一个心灵灵魂。
The only thing that will satisfy the eternal longing of your soul.Is a relationship with Jesus Christ.
唯一能够满足你灵性的，就是你跟耶稣的关系。
Here's what Jesus said.
这就是耶稣在约翰福音10:10所说的：“我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
If you want a full life today, don't buy stuff. Invest your life in a relationship with Jesus, and you'll have fullness in your heart.
如果你想过一个丰盛的生命，不要买东西，用世界东西来填满你。你需要去回到耶稣面前。
Then Jesus, to drive home this point, he told them a parable.
耶稣为了更加详细的阐述这个抽象的道理，他用比喻对他们说了一个故事。
A parable is a heavenly story with an earthly meaning.
所以这样比喻呢，其实是用。地上的一些故事，人们能理解的来说，天上的一些属灵的真相。
And it's a story about a rich guy that had a really good day at the office.
这个故事是讲了一个非常富有的人，一个财主，在公司里过了一个非常棒的一天。
If you can imagine, put yourself in this guy's place.
设想一下，把你放在这个财主的位置上，设想一下过他的生活。
It's Saturday morning and you wake up.
周六的早上你醒来了。
But Friday was an awesome day.
但是刚刚过去的周五是非常非常棒的一天。
The commodities market went up 50% in one day.
这些农产品市场它的交易值有高大幅度的增长，股票涨了50%。
Wheat and pork bellies just went out of the sky.
所以他其实拥有的产品是农副产品，是大麦和五花肉。
Your inheritance. Someone died in your family that you didn't even know, and they just sent you a check for a lot of money.
他星期五的时候也作为一个继承者继承了一笔很大的支票，甚至他都不知道是谁把这个遗产给他的。
And then you got a tax refund, and you thought you owed money, and here they're going to send you money, and it's a lot of money.
然后你也收到了这个国税局的退税，常常你以为你欠国税局钱，但是结果你收到了一项他们的退税的支票。
And then a neighbor thought it was your birthday, bought you a lottery ticket, and it was a huge win.
然后你的这个邻居以为今天是你星期五是你的生日，所以给你买了一张乐透一张彩票，结果你也是这个彩票的中奖了。
So you wake up on a Saturday morning and you have $300,000 more than you had Friday.
所以星期六的早上突然之间大风刮来了这么多钱，30万的钱。
What are you going to do with the $300,000?
所以你将要怎么使用这意外之财，这30万的？资产。
How are you going to spend the day?
你要怎么度过这一天？
Now this story would have stirred the emotions of the crowd.
所以呢，这样的一个故事其实是把众人当中听众的这个情绪给搅动了。
They would have been in the crowd saying, "Yeah, Jesus, this guy's awesome."
所以众人的反应可能是，太好了，耶稣啊，这个人是一个成功人士。
This guy, everything he touches becomes gold.
这个人他涉及的每一个领域都点石成金了。
They would probably have thought, hey, let's have this guy run for president.
他们可能想象，让我们让啊把这个人选举为总统，让他去竞选总统。
So Saturday morning, this guy wakes up and he does have a plan.
所以星期六早上，这个人原来没有任何的计划。
He's going to tear down his barns and he's going to put up prefab barns that are only cost $60,000. He's going to do two or three of them.
所以面对这意外之财，他有了一个新的计划。他说他要把他的旧的仓房给拆了，然后另盖更大的这种预住的这种房屋，而这项只会花费他$60,000。
And there's enough money to buy a nice car, and he can put a down payment on a house in Florida. This is a good thing.
所以他可以想象去买一辆新车，去在佛罗里达买一个度假屋。
So the audience is thinking, man, this is a great story about working hard and getting ahead.
所以众人肯定想，这是一个非常好的一个故事，就是强调努力工作，然后努力挣钱的一个价值观。
This is the American dream.
这就是一个，其实实际上就是一个美国梦。
But Jesus puts in a zinger.
但是呢，耶稣呢，有点煞风景，在这个时候来了一个转弯。
And on this one sentence, actually this one phrase, the whole story turns.
他其实只用了一个词，就让这个故事转了一个弯。
Jesus doesn't say this guy's a winner. He says he's a loser.
耶稣说这个人不是一个成功的人，不是一个赢家，反而他是一个失败者。
You fool.
他说是无知的人呐。
It's not good when God says you fool.
当神说你这个无知的人的时候，这不是一个好的信号。
Why was this guy a fool?
为什么这个人是一个无知的人，愚蠢的人呢？
Because he forgot that he was an eternal.
因为他忘记了一些事实，他不是说长生不老，说肉体永远不死。
That Saturday night, he had an appointment with the angel of death.
所以那天晚上，星期六的晚上，他跟死神有个约会。
And he forgot about investing in eternity.
他忘记了在永恒当中去投资。
That night, God was going to call in his loan and his soul.
所以那天晚上，神要跟他收他贷的款，也要收去他的灵魂。
And he was not prepared.
他没有做好准备。
That is the definition of a fool.
这个就是有关无知的人、愚蠢人的定义。
By the way, how much of this did he leave behind? How much of the wealth did he leave behind?
哦，这个人死后他留下了多少财产？
All of it.
所有的他什么也没法带走。
And then the next generation would be fighting over his inheritance.
所以他的下一代，他的子嗣要为这样一笔庞大的财产要相互争斗。
We leave everything behind.
我们其实死后其实是所有东西都会留在这个世上。
I've done many funerals in my life, and I've never seen a U-Haul.Going to heaven.
我参加了很多追思礼拜，主持了很多追思礼拜，但我从来没有看见，人可以开辆 U-Haul 去往永恒。
So what can we learn from this parable?
所以在这个比喻当中，我们能学到什么呢？
I'm going to introduce some gospel rhythms. The first gospel rhythm is you need to become a steward, not an owner.
所以我想给大家提一些福音的节奏。这个福音的节奏就是大家在日常生活中、每天生活中可以操练的一个生活方式。那第一个就是要做一个管家，而不是拥有者。
The main point of this parable is not wealth.
这个比喻它的重点不是有关财富。
God made Abraham and Joseph and Solomon rich guys.
神让亚伯拉罕、约瑟还有所罗门都是非常富有的人。
So if God's blessed you, there's no need to be ashamed of God's blessing.
所以神如果祝福你的话，让你成为富有的话，你不需要为此而感到羞愧。
The warning is your attitude towards the wealth that God has given to you.
神给你的警戒其实是你到底怎样去看待这些财富。
Here's the danger that he didn't recognize.
这个经文当中就显示了这个财主他的里面灵魂当中的一个危险的地方。
You see all the pronouns there?
你们能看到所有的这些就是黄色。
This is his foolishness.
这些就是他的一个无知的地方。
There are six eyes and three minds.
所以你看在短短的这些经文当中有六个我有三个我的。
His focus was he actually believed that he owned all of this money, that it was his.
所以他其实无知的以为所有这些财产粮食都是他自己的。
God simply gives us money as a steward, not an owner.
所以其实神给我们每一个人财产其实是让我们做一个管家。
A steward is one who manages another's property.
所以管家的定义是帮助另一个人管理其资产的人。
So we need to realize that everything that we've been given has been given from God to us, and we are simply stewards of those resources.
所以我们要意识到我们今生所拥有的一切其实都是神给我们，我们只是做一个管家。
You don't actually own anything except your sin.
我们其实不拥有任何东西，除了我们拥有罪。
Have any of you ever played the game of Monopoly?
你们有没有玩过这个游戏？
That's a very interesting game.
它是一个非常有趣的游戏。
But at the end of the game, doesn't matter if you own Park Place or Mediterranean, all the pieces go back in the box.
所以结束的时候，不管你获得了什么，所有的东西都要回到这个盒子当中。
And you can own Park Place here, but when you die, the pieces go back in the box.
所以你只能在这个世界上暂时的去管理这些东西。当你去世的时候，一切都归。
And then someone else uses it.And then someone else uses the pieces.
所以其他人剩下的你的子嗣可能会使用继续的使用这些资产。
So what we want to do is we want to make a decisive act.
所以我们需要做什么呢？我们其实是需要在我们的心思意念上做一个改变。
And I'm going to encourage you to say to the Lord, Lord, all of my wealth is yours.
我们应该每个人做这样一个动作，向神去祷告说，主啊，真的是我要宣告，我所有的都是你给予我的。
All the gifts in my life, they're from you, they're yours.
我所有的礼物，所有的资产都是从你而来，都是你给我的礼物。
Lord, all the energy and strength, it's yours.
所有的能力，所有的力量都是从你而来。
And receive everything as a gift from God to you that you are simply using, but you don't own it.
所以所有的一切都是主赐给你的，让你去使用它的，但是你并不拥有它。
My money is yours.
我的钱是你的。
My career is yours.
我的工作职业生涯也是你的。
My possessions are yours.
我的财产都是你的。
That's the way to live successfully.
这个就是一个如何能够丰富的成功的生活的一个方式。
A second gospel rhythm is to develop the ability to see two kingdoms.
所以第二个福音的节奏是培养发展能够洞见两个王国的能力。
Do you believe that there's an invisible kingdom around us?
你们相信这有一个看不见的一个天堂神的国度吗？
There's a world that we can't see, but I believe there's angels and demons, and I believe that you have an eternal soul in you.
我相信有这样的一个神的国度，我相信有魔鬼，有天使，我相信我的灵魂将来会要去一个地方。
And if you invest only in the things that you can see, you are a fool.
如果你只投资于在今生，你只投资于这些肉眼可见的物质世界，那你将是无知的。
But if you would say, Lord, I want to invest in the things I can't see, and I'm going to give my life and my resources and my energy to this, you're a wise person.
如果你说你向神说，我将要在这样一个看不见的一个神的国度、永恒的国度当中进行投资的话，那你就是一个智慧的人。
Now, the purpose of this sermon is not to guilt you into giving.
这今天的讲道并不是为了让你有这样的一个亏欠。 心里的亏欠，说让你需要去奉献。
But to make you aware of a fantastic opportunity.
而是让你能够意识到有一个绝妙的一个投资的机会。
It's like buying Walmart many years ago or McDonald's stock.
就像很多年前去买这个沃尔玛和麦当劳的一个股份。
You can make an investment today that will count for all eternity.
你今天可以做一个投资，这个投资将在永恒里永远作数。
By the way, what could this guy have done with the windfall that he had on that Saturday morning?
顺便问一句，这个刚才比喻当中那个人，他会对这个大风刮来的这个意外资财，他要怎么做呢？
Let me make a few suggestions what he could have done.
你要不要做一些建议，让他要怎么使用这个大风刮来的意外资财？
He could have paid his workers more money. He could have given them all a raise.
他可以给他的同事给别人来分享。
He could have shared his wealth with some widows and orphans that lived in his town.
他可以在他邻居当中的孤儿寡妇来给他们一些帮助，一些资助。
He could have helped his local synagogue with some physical problem that they had with the plant.
他们可以给当地的这个会堂捐一些钱，可以帮助他们解决一些实际的问题。
He could have helped with the work of God.
他可以帮助神的施工。
He could have started a ministry for kids in school that couldn't read or were ADHD.
他可以帮助那些没有办法上学、没有钱可以上学的孩子们，能够有学可以上。
But no, his thinking was, if I give this money away, I will not be rich.
但是他的想法是说，如果我将这些钱给出去了，那我将会越来越少。
The materialist thinks.How can I benefit from this money?
所以物质主义者常常想的是说，我做一个决定的时候，怎么样能做一个决定，让我所拥有的更加多。
Let's go to a third rhythm.
第三个福音的节奏。
We've got to determine who is rich.
我们需要学会鉴别谁是富有的，什么样的人是富有的。
And I just want to ask, are there any rich people in this room?
我想问问在座的有没有认为自己是富有的人
？You don't have to raise your hand, but
你不需要举手。
The reality is that every person in this room is rich.
但事实上，在座的每一个人其实都是一个财主，都是一个富有的人。
When we think globally, we are all very rich.
如果我们想想全球的这个环境，跟全球所有人相比，其实我们在座的每一个都是非常富有的。
There are 7 billion people on this planet.
在这个地球上，可能有人拥有70亿。
1 billion people do not have clean water to drink.
大概有10亿的人，他并没有没有水。
2 billion people do not have a bathroom that they can use.
20亿的人，他并没有自己的厕所、洗手间可以用。
1 billion people live on $1.25 each day.
大概有10亿的人，他们一个小时只挣1.25块。
3 billion people live on $2.50 a day.
大概有30亿的人他们一天只挣2.5美金。
Which, if you make $20 a day, you are part of the global middle class.
所以如果你一天能挣20美金的话，你在全世界排名来看，你是非常富有的。
If you want to know how rich you are, go to this website.
如果你想知道你自己是多富有，你可以去这个网站。
globalrich.com
就是这个 globalrich.com。
And what it will do is, you can either go with your wealth or your income.
所以在这个就是这个网站的界面，你可以进去，然后输入你的地址，然后你的每年的净收入。
By the way, don't do this right now. That did not be good.
顺便说一句，大家不要现在做这个事情。
But if you can remember this.
但是你可以记得的话，你可以回家去做。
And then just enter in your annual net, and you'll find out how rich you are globally.
所以你只要输入你每年的净收入，然后你就可以知道你在全球这个富有度排名当中排多少。
I just want to tell you, you're going to be in the top percent.
我会告诉你，你肯定会是在前10%。
The fourth gospel rhythm is to come up with a financial plan.
所以第四个福音节奏是制定一个财政计划。
I will make a confession before you.
我要在你们面前做一个坦白。
My wife sends me to the store sometimes to buy some groceries.
我太太有时候会让我去这个超市买一些日用品。
And if I go to the store and I'm hungry, it's different than if I go to the store and I'm not hungry.
如果我去这个超市的时候是饿着去的，和我是饱着去的，会有完全不同的一个结果。
If I go to the store and I don't really have a plan, this is what ends up in my arms.
如果我去超市之前我没有任何的计划，我没有任何的购买清单的话，这张图片显示的就是我会买些什么东西。
Oh, I need some chips. Oh, I need some pretzels. I need some soda.
所以我需要一些薯片啊，我需要一些苏打水啊。
But if I go to the store and I'm not hungry and I have a plan, I end up with fruits and vegetables and good protein.
所以如果我不是很饿，然后我有一个购买清单的话，我会买一些健康的食物，买一些水果、蔬菜，还有买一些好的蛋白质。
And the same is true in life.
所以这个道理同样的运用在我们的生命生活当中。
If you go through life without a financial plan, you're going to fill up your cart with junk food.
所以如果我们过我们每一天的生活的时候，如果没有一个计划的时候，我们过的这一生将被充满着用以垃圾食品来充满。
And the plan is pretty simple. It only has three components.
所以这个计划呢其实很简单，它有三个成分。
What we need to live on.
我们需要什么。
What we need to save.
我们需要节省储蓄什么。
And what we need to give away.
我们需要给出去什么。
It's as simple as that.
这个是不是很简单？
So come up with a plan for your life.
所以制定一个财政的计划。
And the fifth rhythm.
这第五个福音的节奏。
Is make Jesus your CFO, your chief financial officer.
所以让耶稣做你的首席财务官。
Why would we do this?
我们为什么要这么做呢？
First of all, Jesus is going to give you great wisdom.
首先耶稣会给你从他而来的智慧。
It would be great if Warren Buffett would come and live in your house and give you advice.
如果沃伦巴菲特来到你的房子的话，那会很好。
But since he can't do that, why don't you ask Jesus for his advice?
但是我们做不了那件事，那为什么不让耶稣来呢？
Jesus will tell you if that investment is eternal or if it's temporary.
耶稣会告诉你每一项想要做的投资到底是具有永恒价值还是只是有暂时的一个价值。
And you can ask him every day.
你可以每天都来问他这个问题。
Jesus, should I buy this Lamborghini?
你可以问耶稣我可不可以买这个。
Should I buy this or that? I'm sorry to pick on Lamborghinis.
刚刚说的应该是个豪车吧，兰博基尼。就可以每天问耶稣这样一个问题。
But you can ask Jesus every day about your investments.
所以你每一天都可以问耶稣如何来做你的投资，如何来花你的钱。
And he can give you wise counsel through his word, through the Holy Spirit, and through wise Christians around you.
所以耶稣可以给你这样一个明智的选择，可以通过圣经，可以通过圣灵，可以通过你周边的智慧的这样基督徒的弟兄姊妹。
And why would we turn everything over to Jesus?
为什么我们要将所有东西都归给耶稣呢？
You could read this.
哥林多后书八章九节说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
The reason we would turn everything over to him is because he turned everything over to us.
我们之所以要将我们所有东西都奉上给他，是因为他为了我们成为了贫穷，他将他的一切给了我们。
So as we end today, I want to tell you a story about a woman in Israel.
在我们结束今天的讲道之前，我想告诉你们一个小故事，是一个在以色列一个城镇的一个妇人的故事。
She lived in Tel Aviv, and in 2008, many of you remember, there was a great downfall of all the banks globally.
这个年老的妇人，她住在以色列的一个小镇叫特拉维夫。然后当时大家如果都还记得的，08年有个金融危机。
And she decided that putting her money in a bank was not safe, so she said, I know where to put my money.
她当时在这场金融危机当中经历了一些很糟的一个遭遇，跟她银行可能破产。
So she put her money in her mattress.
所以她就以后就决定将她所有的资产，她的钱全部用现金来放在她的身边。所以她甚至将这些她一生所有的积蓄，这些钱放在她的这个床垫之下。
And she didn't tell anyone that she had $1 million stuffed in her mattress.
她将这个秘密没有告诉任何人，这个秘密就是她将这个$100万的现金藏在她的这个床垫下面。
She didn't even trust her own daughter.
她甚至不相信她的女儿。
But her daughter would come over and lay on the bed and say, Mom, this bed is so uncomfortable.
然后有一天她的女儿来看她的时候，躺在床上的时候，她说，妈妈，这个床垫好不舒服啊。
And her mom would agree, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but I like it.
她妈妈会说，的确不舒服，但是我喜欢。
Well, you can guess what happened.
你可以想象发生了什么。
Her daughter decided to surprise her mom with a new mattress.
这个女儿呢，其实是所以经过这个拜访之后呢，她想给她妈妈一个新的礼物，来给她一个惊喜。
So they came in with a new mattress and they took the old mattress out.
所以工人送来了新的，把旧的扔走了。
And her mom was so thrilled to get a good night of rest.
所以她的妈妈其实非常的高兴，因为这么多年终于睡了一场好觉。
But early in the morning,
但是第二天早上,
there was a scream in the house.
这个房子里就响起了一阵阵尖叫的声音。
He said, "Daughter, you threw away $1 million in that mattress."
他跟他女儿说，女儿啊，你将一百万扔走了。
And they called the police.
他们打电话叫了警察。
And they went down to the dump.
他们去了这个垃圾堆。
And this is an actual picture of Annette looking for her mattress.
这个就是一个非常真实的一个照片，一个妇人在这个垃圾天麦场寻找这个一个床垫。
But with 2,500 pounds of garbage every day in the dump, they never found it.
因为每天都有25,000吨的新的垃圾会产生，所以旧的垃圾也不知道去向何处了，所以他们从来没有找到这笔钱。
Annette.And the rich fool learned a financial lesson the hard way.
这个妇人的名字叫安妮特，所以她通过这样一个惨痛的教训，学到了一个在财政上的一课。
We can't hold on to anything in life.
我们没有办法真的是紧紧抓住任何一样东西。
Any plan to live outside of God's financial principles is absolute foolishness.
任何计划，任何活在神的计划之外的计划都是无知的、愚蠢的。
And only those things that we invest in that count for eternity are worthwhile.
只有那些能够在永恒当中有价值的，才是有价、真正有价值的。
I'm praying that all of us will live wiser lives with the resources that God has given to us.
我祷告我们当中的每一个人都有从神而来的智慧，能够每一天活得更加的智慧。
Could we end in prayer?
所以我们今天以祷告来结束。
And what I'd like you to do is to take your hands like this, and I want you to put all your possessions in your hands.
我希望大家每一个人都做这样一个姿势，就是将你的手伸出来，向神伸出来。
Lord, we put our possessions in our hands.
主啊，我们将我们所有的资产都放在我们的手上。
Our houses, our cars, our financial portfolios, they're all here.
我们的房子，我们的车，我们所有的资产。
Lord, we also put ourselves here and the time that you've given to us on planet Earth.
主啊，我们甚至将我们自己全人交在你的手上，我们的时间，我们的精力、能源。
Lord, we realize that all of these are gifts that are given to us from you.
主啊，帮助我们意识到这些都是你给我们的让我们来使用它。
Help us to realize that we do not own these things.
帮助我们来意识到我们不真正拥有这些东西。
We're only using them temporarily.
我们只是拥有暂时的使用权。
Lord, help us to invest these resources wisely.
主啊，帮助我们能够有从你而来的智慧，知道如何来使用这些资源。
into things that will count for all eternity.
我们能够为那些在永恒当中有价值的事情来投资。
Lord, we surrender all these things into your care.
主啊，我们奉上我们的一切，全归你你所有。
Amen.
Amen.
Please all stand, sing this response hymn.